It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragdoll.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky. And probably Julian. And maybe Nicole.
Yeah, not Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 253. Thank you.
And today is January 3rd, 2010.
Yes, 2010, not 2010, because
right.
That just sucks.
Yeah.
2010 is better.
You're going to have to turn this other mic up.
Well, I'm just doing one mic.
That one. You're going to have to keep them both up, apparently.
Both of them are up.
Okay, this one wasn't, but it is now.
I think they just keep going in and out.
Okay, that's fine. I can make it work.
I bet you can.
We'll have our new mixer hooked up this before the next show.
Yes, I hope. Well, for Sunday's live show, people, we have a live show coming up on next Sunday, January 10th, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then the following, not the next weekend, but the weekend after that is Pride 48. Woo!
Yes.
And our live show,
Lou better have his ass over here. I don't care if he's got a boyfriend again or not.
Right.
He better have his ass over here.
Bring it. With some Jello shots.
And bring some Jello shots.
We got to get this shit set up before the live show, so don't forget how to use it.
I know, right?
So we're going to start out right now by saying, God damn it, motherfucker, it's cold in Florida.
Yeah.
So cold.
For a native Florida boy like me, it's like 40 outside, and it's fucking cold. I don't want to hear all these people from up north. It's 2 here. I don't give a shit. It's normally 98 here.
That, and it doesn't, up north, like, I was telling my coworkers up north, even though it was cold, I never, like, my teeth never shivered, or, I was never shivering.
Yeah.
But here,
the fucking dog's teeth shiver.
Yeah, I mean, it's like fucking cold. I mean, I don't know why. I guess it's because of the humidity in the air.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm thinking that's what it is. But, I mean, yesterday when I got out of the movies, I had a pair of shorts on.
Mm-mm.
And a long sleeve shirt. And I was like, I couldn't help it. I was cold.
Ooh.
And my hand, like, in Virginia, my hands were never, like, they didn't feel cold. They were cold,
right.
But here, yeah. I can fucking feel the coldness inside my goddamn fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got
we got
all week to deal with it.
But I also don't want May to be here either.
Yeah, you know what, though? You don't work outside.
That is true.
I work out in it.
Well.
Every day.
How much you get paid an hour? Yeah. Okay. I think you'll be happy with that.
No
See,
comment.
You can't say anything.
I'll tell everybody how much I'm making out. It's not nobody's damn business.
So apparently, the last photo I used for the album art.
Yeah, the disgusting one.
Yeah, was a little bit too much.
Yeah,
and I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, and a lot of other people thought so, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, okay,
use show
since,
art.
Since you were both the person that picked the blackface show art and the pig fucking show art, how about you run it by me before you use show art? I mean,
You're not the producer.
I'm not the creator of the show, but maybe I can be your... kind of like a
my conscience.
Sounding board that you can bounce the ideas off of me and, me say, no, that's offensive, or no, that's fucking disgusting.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was hilarious. But...
It's a pig's cock going up a man's ass. That is disgusting.
Well, it's really not going up there. He's pulling it there.
I don't do the bestiality, so maybe that's not offensive to you, but... It's
well,
disgusting to me.
I couldn't.
Because I don't fuck pigs.
I typed in pig sex into Google and looked at the images. That's the first one that came up. And I was like, ah, I'm using it. No, it was not a good idea.
No.
Especially on Facebook.
Yeah,
where I had to remove the entry.
I used to post, links to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
but the racier the titles got and the nastier the show arts get, I can't do it. I mean, I have some of my family are church-going Christians.
Oh. Well, they need to see it to see real life.
Well, I mean,
well, not that not fucking so much, pigs is real
not
life,
so much the show titles, because, you know, I cuss all the time on there, but, you know, pigs fucking.
So do we need to bring down the show art a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, fine, that's what I'll do. Shit, whatever.
Or just bounce it off me.
Like, oh,
both went out, apparently. Oh,
there we go. Wiggle it just a little
bit. Maybe we'll have to resort to all three.
Oh, God. Or just both of us on one mic.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Just one more episode and then it'll be fixed.
Right. So we're going to hook up the new mixer.
Before the
we'll
live
see,
show.
We'll see. Right, before the live show. We're going to see if it works. And if the micro, if it does the same thing, there's a problem with the microphone.
I can't imagine.
Both of them.
That three mics are fucked up, but one is fine and never
always
goes
works.
Out.
Yeah. Always works.
So it's got to be in that mixer.
So we're hoping that's it. If not, then we might be asking you guys to buy us.
Well, we've already had a listener offer to buy me a mic, so I may be contacting her if that doesn't solve the problem.
So, Franco.
Booty call.
Can't call the show, but he sure can text message somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, was our live show today? You must not listen to the last show.
I guess not. So anyway, we have a lot of topics to cover here a short show.
You go ahead and start, and I'm going to message him back.
Okay, well, last weekend, Ricky and I were shopping for a new comforter for him. Because he got home from Virginia and realized his room smells like ass.
I don't know what that smell was. And it was in that comforter, Julian. I don't know what was on the comforter because it stayed on my bed the whole time. But I took it to Gigi's house and washed it, and it's fine.
Really?
But
so
I don't know what the fuck.
So anyway, we were out, you know, shopping because I wanted to go too, and just for the shopping experience.
This is embarrassing for
so
me.
So anyway, you know, Ricky's looking at new sheets to match the comforter, and he's like, oh, this one fits mattresses up to 18 inches. He's like, I don't know how deep my shit is.
And I was like, shut up.
Because you know that I was not going to let that go.
Well, I can definitely tell
and
you that there has never.
And the answer
ever
to that is nobody else knows how deep your shit is either.
I definitely know.
Because nobody has ever hit bottom.
Shut the fuck up, you asshole. There has never, ever, ever been anything like that or that big in me. So
that double-headed black dong in your dresser begs to differ.
Double-headed black dong.
Dong.
Why's it got to be black?
You know why. Because white ones don't get that long.
I think that's the name of the show. White ones just don't get that long.
Not 18 inches anyway. Did you message back Franco?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What other topic did I have? One I'm not sure if I want to talk about because it was kind of one of your stories and it was a quick
what was that
thing. Your friend that went into Target and the woman was asking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can tell that.
Oh. Well, I'll let you tell it, but I just wanted to remind.
So, you were just wondering.
I put a reminder so that we could talk about it, yeah.
Damn, we keep getting emails.
Well, we need to talk.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
So I'm talking to my friend Brad, who lives in Chicago, who I'm almost convinced to go to Chicago for my birthday, which will be March 4th through the 7th or 8th.
I so thought you were going to say who you almost slept with.
Oh, no, because I've never met him.
Okay. That's never stopped you before.
Oh. Well, it's kind of hard to have sex with somebody if you've never met them.
No, it's not.
On the phone?
As soon as you meet them.
As soon as you meet them, that's different. He has a boyfriend. Whatever. His boyfriend,
again, has never stopped you before.
He has the same birthday as I do.
Okay.
His boyfriend does, so. And actually, we're the same age, so that's kind of weird, too. Or he might be turning 31, 32, and I'm turning, you know, a lovely 28. But anyway, he was telling me about this story about his friend who worked at a Target, and I guess he worked at the service desk or whatever. And this lady came up to him, and she was like patting her head. You know how black girls scratch their head because their weave is too tight. And that is not racist. That is true because I've asked one of my black coworkers.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Misha, and if you guys need her to call in to tell us the story, that I actually did ask her, which I already knew the reason.
I believe you.
But then we'll do that because I'm not a racist like Julian. So anyway, she came up, she was like pounding back at her, she goes, where's your pussy products? And the guy was like,
what?
What? And she's like, where's your like tampons and stuff? Your pussy products.
Your pussy
and the guy,
products.
Yeah. And the guy was like,
aisle
over
16.
There.
Yeah.
And she was like, bum guy. Just walked off. I was like, but it's funnier when he tells it because he has the whole like accent
of
and everything.
Course.
Oh my God, it's so funny. But could you imagine somebody coming,
some people have no class whatsoever.
What's your asshole products?
Right. Where are your cock products? When I was much younger, I briefly worked at a convenience store. I had a black man come in and ask me where my prophylactics were.
And what'd you tell him?
I'm like, they're right here behind the counter. I don't remember if he asked for magnums or not.
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
You probably just suggested the Saran wrap.
It's a Twinkie wrapper for you. You can just rinse that right out.
Oh, God. Damn.
Turn it inside out and sling the fuck out of it.
God. That is so nasty. Turn it inside out
and sling
the fuck out of it.
Yes.
All right, we're already in 15 minutes into our show. We have like 6 calls.
Well, we should just go right into
the
calls.
We're just going to go ahead and do that. And I have some other stuff, but we can just talk about it later.
Okay.
On a different show. So, all right, let's do this. Let's do it. Come on.
Let's do it.
Come on. Come on, computer. Come on, you can do it.
You need a new computer.
Come on, I do. Oh, okay. Well, it's deciding not to play.
Well, is it going to play calls?
For some reason, my volume isn't working on my computer.
Well, then apparently we aren't doing any phone calls today.
That's weird. It's just stopped playing. I don't know why. It played earlier. Let's see what's going on.
It played the intro. We're going to set up a PayPal account on the Foul Monkeys website. It's called the Ricky Needs a New Computer Fund.
Oh my God, it's totally not going to play.
Mm-mm.
Hold on.
This is ignorance.
This is so ignorant.
Just stop the recording until we get it figured out.
Yeah, let me stop. Okay, we're back. Here we go. Let's try to get this started again.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Call out
that's loud.
We want to hear from you.
You might have to run that through the nebulizer.
The nebulizer?
The levelator or levitator or whatever the fuck it is.
I thought you said nebulizer.
No, not the nebulizer.
I was like, what?
I said the levelizer or levelator.
Levelator. I probably will run it through levelator. Yeah. It kind of made the show sound better last time.
Yeah.
Although it's a lot more work, but whatever.
Okay.
All right, so we have a 9-minute phone call from Michael Sage. So here we go.
Ricky, you wanted me to call and leave you a voicemail and let you know about the dream that I had the other night instead of an email, so here it is. Okay, so, I can tell you when I was awakened, that was at 4:15 a.m. Anyway, so let's backtrack. So it took place in my old high school. I know this specifically because I remember looking to the back of the house in the auditorium where the stage is, and I'm outside, by the way. Is there somebody out here? I remember looking back towards the back of the house, and there was this guy in the back of the house that I used to like, and he was, I think he didn't have a shirt on. Anyways, and then I remember looking at the booth hey, this is my old high school. But anyways, so I was watching a performance of Cabaret, right? And, you know, we never did know Cabaret in high school. But anyways, and here's the thing. I was in the middle of the performance, full packed audience, and John Stamos was playing the MC, and he actually did that on Broadway, right? So he's in the middle of that one song, I Don't Care Much, you know, I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing for shit. But anyway, so he's belting it out. And right when he gets to this line where he says, I don't care much, go or stay, I don't really care much either way. And then the next line is, words feel false. And you come in saying that. And you come in from stage left, and which I believe is to our right. And I'm in the front row, by the way.
I never heard things this... So you vivid, by the way.
And, mind you, John Stamos is wearing these ragged, like, well, you know, the outfit, the ragged shorts with the, like, combat boots and no shirt and black suspenders. And so you come walking on, and you're singing the song, and you interrupt him. And it was clear the whole audience knew that, right? They're like, what the hell? This isn't part of the act. You come out wearing a floor-length black trench coat, and it's made of, like, pleather or, like, latex. It was, like, dripping.
Yeah, Ricky don't like afford pleather. He can't afford the real leather.
Aww.
And it even looked like it was dripping water. It was very weird. And you had high heel, like Eddie Izzard shoes on. It was fucking awesome. And then you were wearing a black fedora that was made out of the same material as the trench coat. So you come out and you're singing the song, and you stop the show, right? And you sounded good, by the way, and you looked good. And so then John Stamos turns, and he's kind of like half sitting on this cane back chair, right? And he turns it facing you like he's just enthralled, right? Because why wouldn't he be? And so at this point, I realize I'm close.
Yes, why wouldn't he be?
If y'all hear any noises, it's the sound of me puking in the background.
Sir, then the front row, I'm like practically on the stage. So then, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, like, I'm loving the story right now, but it totally sounds like he's jacking off at the same time.
You know what? Some people are natural-born storytellers, and some people aren't. Some people have way too many segues, or not segues, but get sidetracked too easily, have too many flash-forwards, flashbacks.
Right.
Like... But I'm outside, but I digress. Let me start at the beginning. No, you've already lost my interest.
I'm closer, but I'm still in my chair, so it's kind of weird. And then, so John Stamos sits down on the cane back chair, and he's sitting, and then he's facing you, right? And you're walking towards him, and you're still singing. And the thing in my mind is going, he's going to take that off, and there ain't going to be anything underneath it, right? Because it's a trench coat. I mean, that's what happens, right? So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and next thing you know, I'm on the stage. But my whole row is with me, too, right? And the chairs we're sitting in are really low stools at this point, but my whole row is with me, so it's like we're all moving forward. Very freaky. So then you get up to where you're almost to him, and he slides forward off the chair onto his knees. And so his head is... level with your business. And so I'm like, and I'm thinking, you know, that kinky leather latex or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, not that there's anything against it, you know, I mean, you know, it's okay for some people. I'm just, you know, I've never been into it. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Anyway, so, but you look good. Did I mention that? You look good. So did Stamos. But anyway, so you're singing the song, he's on his knees, and you put your hand forward, and he stops and pushes your hand down. I'm like, damn it, this isn't going to happen. And then you get that feeling. You have like a wet dream where you get that feeling in your lungs. And like, you know, if I could keep this going, something's going to happen. Anyway, so you're still singing it, and you try.
How much do I love that Michael Sage just totally said that he was almost about to have a wet dream because of me and John Stamos. I love that so hard right now.
You know, I'm so glad that I haven't eaten in a while. It's not so much the John Stamos. It's you and John Stamos.
All right, let's finish this call up.
again with the hand, and he doesn't stop you this time, and you run it through the left side of his head, which is, you know, like upstage from us, and you run it through, and then he just kind of slumps over, and I'm like, oh, he's totally going to just, like, play along with this because, you know, what are you going to do? He's going to let Ricky do whatever he wants to do, right? And I'm even closer now, but the whole row isn't with me. I'm sort of in a V formation. You know how geese fly, but anyway, so I'm forward. Have I told you I had too much caffeine tonight? Okay, anyway, so I move forward, and I'm like 3 feet away from you guys, and I'm like, I'm going to get in on this shit. Okay, so then you're still singing, and you're like, kind of, you're like, kind of, your part's coming to this crescendo, and you grab your back of his head with both of your hands, and that's when I realized that the jacket is not zipped up or buttoned up. Why would it be zipped up? It wasn't buttoned up. But I couldn't really see anything because I was, like, at a wrong angle. So I'm moving a little bit closer. Mind you, I'm not really physically moving. Something's moving closer, right? So then you're belting out. You get to the crescendo, and you open up the trench coat, and I can't see because you opened it up, and it's blocking me. And all I see is Stamos move closer and closer and closer. So he's obviously now got his arms wrapped around you. And that's when the freaking dog woke me up.
Aww. Smoke you another one.
Right. You remember the movie Corky Romano?
Yeah.
Where the bag of cocaine explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in front of the children. Go, any questions? Any questions? Got questions? Yeah. Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. I was this close to something that would have been something I would have told my grandchildren. Anyway, well, maybe not my grandchildren, my kids maybe. The ones that I didn't like. So, the dogs had to go out. They were like, oh, I'm 15 years old. I could be dead next week. So let them out, and of course they pee 3 drops, and they got to come back in. So, you know, you get back in the bed, right, and you're like, fuckers, you know. And, you know, you lay down, you're like, oh, God, please, if there's any time where I get over, I'm able to go back to sleep and get right back into the dream, please let this be the one I'll never ask you for another thing ever, ever, ever again. So I close my eyes. I'm like, oh, God of Ambien, whatever remnants you have left in my stomach, please hit my brain and knock me the fuck out and take me right back to where I was before. Anyways, so about 30 seconds later, I open my eyes. And you know how you sometimes open your eyes when you're trying to go back to sleep and they're kind of like half open, you know? And you're like, oh, maybe if I just don't move. No, this was an open the eyes, wide open saucers, and you knew, fuck it. It's over. It's up. So I roll over, I pick up my phone, and I'm like, let's see what the motherfucking Twitter is on the East Coast doing, because you know these bitches are up. So I click on it, and everybody's cussing up a storm, and then that's when I chimed in and said, all this fucking cussing on Twitter has woken me up. I hope you guys are happy. So that's the story of my dream. I came this close, and you can't see right now, but I'm holding my fingers up, cut here, close, to doing the nasty and touching the no-no place and having my yes, mister, in a very wet dream. So I hope my new ambition is to one day get back into that dream, you know, like get back into the Matrix and finish that shit off, because that is the freakiest dream I've ever had. And I want to finish it because I think it would end really good for me. Okay, well, hope you enjoyed that. I need to go have a glass of warm milk or something. Lactose intolerant, so I don't drink them. Maybe, oh, you know what? I started this? An Ambien. I'm going to go have another Ambien. Anyways, hope you enjoyed that story, and I hope that I get to continue it tonight. All right, talk to you later. Oh, love the show. Bye.
Oh. My God.
That is the longest call in history of Foul Monkeys.
Or probably any podcast.
But what I really want to know, there's been longer, believe me. But what I want to know, Michael Sage, is you have to call back in shorter length of time and let us know. You need to let me know if you beat off over that commercial.
Okay,
or over
and,
that.
And another thing,
dream.
When I asked you earlier what this dream was about, mm-hmm. You said us and John Stamos.
Well, sorry.
Because, you know, I totally would have went outside and smoked a cigarette
right.
If it had just been about you and John Stamos.
Well, I knew you wouldn't sit and listen if I told you it was just me.
And you're right.
And Michael Sage and John Stamos. So, Michael Sage, please let us know if you've touched your no-no place because of that dream.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes. And if you happen to take pictures of that time. Please send them to us.
Any questions? Any questions? Anybody got a question? Take another Ambien. I'll drink a glass of milk, but I'm going to toast some milk.
All right, here we go. Next call.
Hey guys, this is Joe from Dallas. I'm just calling to thank you for your lovely and totally inappropriate Christmas card. I'm sure everyone wanted to kind of leave the Christmas card a surprise for the people who hadn't received them yet, so maybe that's the reason why you hadn't gotten a lot of response on it. But yeah, thank you so much for the Christmas card and for me having to explain to random people who came to my home and saw it posted on the wall. Who are the white people trying to do random fellatio acts on the Christmas stuff? So, that said, I hope you all have a happy new year, and I really can't wait to hear the Drunky Cast after the New Year's party, because God only knows what it will sound like. And Julian, I'm glad you got your regular voice back, since apparently you have either numb tongue or something whenever you have the headphones on, because for the last 3-4 episodes, unless Mastodon has been like pounding that shit like crazy, you have just been really unable to control your tongue and figure out how to, you know, master the English language.
Wow.
So hopefully this is a new trend and you're able to get back on speaking like a normal person.
Wow.
Glad you had a safe trip, Ricky, and I will talk to you all soon.
They changed my crazy meds, goddammit. That fucks with your brain. And you can't always remember.
That fucks with your brain.
It fucks with your brain, and you cannot always remember the words you are trying to say. I can't help it.
I think also plus, he was referring to your...
And that episode with Veritable Virgo, mm-hmm. when we had him on, which fucked with both of us.
Right, because we had delays.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you were talking extra slow.
Yeah, that was true, yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. Next call.
Next call.
Thanks, Joe, for calling. We appreciate it. And we had
Thank
a happy new year.
I'm glad you enjoyed your Christmas card.
Yes. As a lot of people did.
Filleting Christmas ornaments.
Julian, this is Joe in Dallas, just calling to ask a logistical question. If you get him drunk and you plan on violating him with the toilet brush.
Okay, yeah, this call's over. I don't think I want to play the rest of this call. I don't think I'm going to appreciate it that much. At all, Joe. But I will do it because I don't like to censor people. And I really feel that this is totally inappropriate. But here we go.
How are you going to make that work? Because Lord knows it's not going to stay in one place. If you just stick it right in, and even if you turn it sideways, there's probably going to be some clearance. So,
go ahead, laugh it out, Julian. Get it out of your system. Do it. So funny. Are you okay? You good?
Well, maybe since you're not all that anally involved. Maybe it should be to stick the toilet brush in your mouth.
No.
Because as much use as that's been getting lately, whatever. I'm sure anything will fit in there.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we want to go back to talking about your ass? I thought so.
Draw a diagram or something. Figure that shit out. Because I don't know, unless you get like one with an extension or something, telescoping wand or something that might hold on, suction cups, whatever, pulleys, levers. I don't know, but right now I'm thinking you're going to have problems. All right, talk to you all later. Happy New Year.
I have an answer to that, by the way.
Well, I was just going to say, I guess that's not a good New Year for Joe unless he brings both of us down, huh?
I know the answer to that.
What's the answer?
I'll buy the black one.
I don't do black ones.
Lacist.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. And I appreciate it.
Our dark buddy over in Texas. Next call. Here we go.
Big Ricky, this is Big Fatty, and I'm just catching up on your latest show. And I heard that you were very upset that you've never been the Foul Monkeys has never been a part of the Crema Spectaculars. And, you know, I apologize for that. It's not that you're being overlooked or anything like that. In fact, this year, for this year's Crema Spectacular, I had really wanted to include Foul Monkeys on it, but I didn't have Julian's phone number to get him to portray the part of Sarah Palin. But anyway, so Foul Monkeys was in my thoughts, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to include Julian in it. And anyway, have a happy new year, and I think that's it. Bye. You betcha.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh.
But
because I turned my mic down.
Oh. Well, you know, what all I have to say is actions speak louder than words, and come next Christmas, we'll see if we get included.
Right. But the funny thing is I was complaining that I was not in it. Not Julian.
Yeah.
Me.
Well.
But we all know.
I can't imagine why he would rather have me. You know, Sarah Palin also, too, you betcha. And the great Ronald Reagan would want to have me on his fine Christmas spectacular.
Death panels.
The death panel.
Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. We appreciate it.
And my Downsy baby Trig.
Oh. thank you for calling, Big Fatty.
Somebody asked me today, or said something about us bitching about the cold, and I'm like, okay, I do two things well, and the other one is bitching, so.
Right.
And Joe's like, what, I guess your Sarah Palin impression can only go so far.
Oh!
Like, fuck you!
Diss.
Right?
You all should check out Big Fatty at BigFattyOnline.com. He does a daily podcast. It's 20 minutes, not that long. If you can get past the burps, farts, and belches, you're great.
Uh-huh.
So he's on the show, and he belches, and he's like, lasagna.
Yeah.
Like, he tells you what he had that day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh, gross. And he's phlegmy a lot because he has gentleman callers before he does the show.
Mm.
So he's phlegmy, you know? He's like,
well, we could have done that if you would have had the show this morning.
No. I didn't do that. I did not do that.
Oh, you had it done to you.
Yes.
My bad.
Like I told Kim Beaver, sometimes a man needs a little love on his face. That's all I'm saying.
That sound you hear is me banging my head into the microphones.
Next call.
Hey, guys. Calling to hope you guys had a good New Year's. I know Ricky had a good New Year's because he sent me the same text like three times, I think. And I hope you guys aren't freezing your asses off in your house. Apparently you guys are way too cold over there. And can't wait for the podcast. And I will talk to you guys later.
Okay.
By the way?
It was my man, Drummer Sticks.
Oh, okay.
My West Coast man.
I kind of thought it was, but.
Yeah, to explain the 3-4 text messages that everyone got, because
apparently the fucking AT&T network overloaded
like
at midnight.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. And at 3:30 in the morning, I got 114 text messages at one time.
Because it took it till 3:30 to figure itself out, because Chris got the same thing.
Oh, my God. Morning. Nicole got the same thing.
We're laying in bed and ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the fuck is that? A train going through the bedroom? And not the kind that goes to Ricky's bedroom.
Oh. No trains go through my bedroom. But anyway, I'm sorry.
I have my voice back, I have
you
my,
got your
grip. I got my quickness back,
yeah,
too.
Your medicine must be working. Gosh. I'm sorry for those people that have to pay for your text messages, and I sent it 4 times. I did not send it 4 times. It was just in a queue, I guess, and it just fucked up. So I'm sorry about that. Hey, Drummer Sticks, how are you? Hey. He sent me a picture of himself in his nursing uniform. It was really nice.
I know. You forwarded it to me. As do you many pictures.
Yes.
People send to you. So beware when you send Ricky pictures. there's a good chance I'll see it as well.
So. Except for privately text messaging, and I tell you that I won't do it, I won't. But if you're like a hot listener and you just happen to send me a picture that just happens to, you know, get, you know.
I mean, I, granted, whatever. I'm with somebody, but sure, I'll look at a picture of
anything. Of a nice looking nurse.
Yeah.
Which I would like to nurse that nurse, but whatever.
Straight one, too.
I probably just had his face blushing right now. All right, next call.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. Hi, people. This is Gavin calling from Dragon Podcast.
Who Ricky Gavin. Likes because his name sounds like Gagan.
I just called him to find out if you guys have any New Year's resolutions. I don't know. Some people don't believe in them. I don't really do them because I never keep them. But I'm just curious if you guys had and what you decided to do this year. Yeah, it's kind of like Lent or something. You have to give something up or something. But let me know. Bye.
Well, since apparently I'm either getting the black lung or probably my doctor thinks asthma, it'll probably be giving up the cigarettes this year.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Not only,
I don't
not
know if
only,
it's going to be good for my mental health.
Not only are they bad for you, they're expensive.
Yes.
So,
and I don't know how good it's going to be on my mental health.
Because I will probably be a raging bitch for a few weeks.
We will work on that together. Are you going to get Chantix?
We'll see. I still have to do a breathing test at the doctor's office.
Okay. So. Can you take those with an MAOI?
What, Chantix?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't take MAOIs.
Okay, just asking.
Okay.
I really haven't set any New Year's resolutions. I know this year I want to work on my weight.
Well, you're going to eat healthier, right?
Yeah, I want to eat healthier. I want to try to eat less fast food, drink more water.
And less junk.
Yeah. And work a little bit more on exercise, even if it's just walking. Which I've already set that up with my friend Gigi. And think after I get walking, you know, let me see if I can do it for 2 weeks. And if I walk for 2 weeks, because once it gets fucking hot, I'm not walking outside.
Right.
So I'll need to go to a gym or something.
I think we should set a resolution right now.
What's that?
A goal, if you will.
Okay.
To double the Foul Monkey listeners by the year's end.
That would be awesome. To millions. And millions of listeners.
Yes, instead of hundreds and thousands.
I would very much like that.
Yeah. And I think it's an unattainable goal.
I think we could do that. We got our flyers going, business cards.
I think we just need to network a little more and push.
Push.
Because, you know, hard. I'm a pusher.
You are a pusher.
Write that in the book. She's a pusher.
All right. We are at 40 minutes. We got one more call. Then we need to end this shit. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, Julian, it's Veritable Virgo calling. I just wanted to call in and say hello since you'll be recording a program today. It's been pretty much a lazy day. I had to catch up on some sleep and had to shovel snow again, of course. I just finished watching episodes 3 and 4 of HBO's True Blood on Blu-ray. And I'm about to go out and cook some food for this week. I'm going to cook up some chicken and some fish.
Wait, when you say go out, do you mean like outside and cook it in the snow, like on a grill? Is that what you mean? Because I'm pretty sure at -2 degrees, I don't think that's worth that. I would.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Have to be the inside oven because I heat up the house.
I wouldn't cook outside on a grill. At this temperature here.
No, not at all.
No.
I don't even think fire starts at that temperature.
Yeah, fuck that. That's why we got a stove in there.
That has been getting used a lot.
And barring that, a microwave.
Right. We need a toaster oven.
No, we don't have the counter space.
We could work it out.
We don't have the counter space.
We'll work it out.
We'll put it.
We'll put it where the liquor is.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
Did you put that liquor away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We need that for liquor storage because, you know, you can never have enough liquor storage.
True. Well, let's finish this call real quick. And I got something to say.
So, well, I hope you guys have a really good show. And I look forward to the live show next Sunday. Take care.
Well, somebody that actually listened to the last show and knows that the next show, live show, is next Sunday.
Well, you know, Veritable Virgo is a dedicated listener.
Yes, he is. So. What I wanted to say is, before we leave, we went to a New Year's Eve party this year at
We didn't even talk about that, did we?
We can talk. We can make this show a little long.
At John's house. John and Scott's house.
John and Scott's house, which they're cute and fabulous, and their house is wonderful.
And, of course, the A-list homos of Polk County were there.
Which I have no idea who any of those people were.
Which, you know, how Ricky got on the guest list was...
Because I know an A-lister.
Because, yeah, me.
Well, the whole thing was, it was either go to the party that I always go to. I've been there four years in a row.
With a bunch of straight people.
Right, a bunch of straight... Well, I would say straight. But people that I probably wouldn't mess around with.
All right.
And I get super drunk, and they have a bonfire, and I freeze my ass off in a tent. Or I could go to... a gay party where it was cute and they had, you know,
everything was nice.
So I decided this year, because I think in the year of 2010, I need to meet more gay people and I need to meet more people my own age, or at least over the age of 27.
Right.
So that's one thing I'm going to work on too. But I really don't know a lot of gay people. So I thought going to this party would introduce me to a bunch of gay people, which it did, but I was not very talkative.
No, so, I was kind of surprised, because you're usually quite the social butterfly, and you were usually like, you were in your little cocoon the whole time.
Yeah, I think one reason is because I felt uncomfortable, because a lot of people were dressed really nicely, and I felt that I was a little
okay. There were straight people there, which were Scott's siblings, who were wearing camouflage.
I don't count them.
And they were like sitting all... like four of them all by themselves off to the side. And you're like, they're straight, aren't they? I'm like, duh, they're wearing camouflage. No self-respecting.
I have camouflage shorts.
Okay, no self-respecting homosexual would wear camouflage.
Fuck you. But I'd had a good time once I started drinking. But I mainly stuck to Julian and Chris.
Right.
So, but I do want to get out there more. Right. When it comes to, like, meeting gay people. So then maybe I can meet gay people my age and find somebody that's my age and go from there. So, but yeah, we had a good time at the New Year's Eve party. We counted down.
We counted down. Chris got shit-faced drunk.
Couldn't walk, hardly. All smiles. He was more talkative and social than I was, I was very shocked.
Yeah.
But he...
of course, I was having this... like, steady him up.
Right. And then, the whole thing of that story was, we went to the liquor store before we went to the party.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to drink what Frank suggested, which were called Pythons, which had vodka,
Midori,
and pineapple juice.
Right.
And,
which tasted like...
I thought it tasted good.
Propane.
I think because I put the first drink was too much vodka. Right.
I don't remember tasting the second one, but the first one you had me taste was like gasoline.
You tasted the second one. You're just like, that's a little better.
Yeah, okay.
But so we had that, and then we started drinking Kathy's drink.
The Pink Pussy Punch.
Mm-hmm. Which is tart, but good.
Well, it's like champagne, vodka, Hawaiian punch, and Sprite.
Some other stuff. Anyway, at the liquor store, I was like, okay, this is all I'm going to get. And then I got to the liquor store, and I was like, hey, do y'all have that sweet tea vodka?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, uh-huh, we sure do.
It's right there on the end cap.
And it comes with a free mason jar. And I was like, I got to have it.
Of course.
So I got it, and I didn't even drink it.
I know.
So, well, we got some sweet tea in there, don't we?
It's in the liquor cabinet.
We'll have that. Okay, so did you have anything else you want to say, Julian?
I have
anything about the party? Thank you, John and Scott.
Yeah, we do
a great time.
Greatly thank John and Scott.
They have some good food.
They always have a lovely get together for
Julian was eating a bunch of little weenies. It was all over the little weenies.
And Kathy's fucking spinach dip, because that shit is rocks.
That was good too. I try to stick to healthier items such as carrot sticks
and celery. It
has
spinach in it.
Yeah,
that's
but
healthy.
I ate some of it, but.
The shit's good too. Mm-hmm.
The cheese was good too. And what else did I eat? The Cuban. The Cuban was good. The sandwich.
I didn't have any of that.
There were no Cubans there I could have.
Yes. Scott is Cuban, as is his siblings.
I wasn't trying to hit on him though.
Well, you said there were no Cubans there that...
That piqued my interest.
Oh.
Not that Scott wouldn't. I mean, he's cute. Whatever, but...
Mm-hmm. He's trying to say you ugly, Scott.
I am
you
not.
You're too skinny for him.
No, actually, he's pretty cute. But I know. I don't even go there when... I don't even want to... Now I'm going to have to cut that out.
That's all right. I'm just kidding with you guys.
So, yeah, we might have to try to have John or Scott on the show one time.
That would be fun.
John, I think, would be hilarious.
John's a mess.
in a good way.
Which is why he's been friends with me for so long.
Right. All right, so I guess we're out here. We're at 45 minutes. Thank you for downloading episode 253. If you would like to, you can give us a call at 206-984-FOWL.
You can,
got the numbers, 8536.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And you can also send us anything that you would, that pleases your heart, to our post office box at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And please also remember that we do have an Amazon wish list. My birthday is on March 5th this year, which is also the same year that Alice in Wonderland, or the same day that Alice in Wonderland comes out, and I'm fucking excited.
Okay.
And just take a look, you know, just take a look around
just,
there.
Just take a look, take a little look.
You know, things get added every day. But, yeah, thank you for listening. We appreciate all of our listeners, and you go tell your friends about us and their friends. And
yes,
friends.
Your homework for this evening or for this week is to tell two people about Foul Monkeys.
And at least one of them actually listens. So you should be right there beside them.
Make them listen.
Yes. Okay, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And make them listen to an episode with me in it. And this is Julian.
Because you're tired of people saying, do you want to talk about that real quick before we go?
No, I'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
But if somebody else says they're Miss Nicole, I'm going on strike forever.
Not forever.
Forever.
Oh.
So.
All right. Well.
So figure out how much you love me.
And then don't say shit.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week. Peace. Bye.